Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Houthi rebels in Yemen are claiming responsibility for drone attacks on two oil refineries in Saudi Arabia that caused explosions and huge fires at the world's biggest oil processing facility. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted this weekend that Iran, not Yemen, is to blame. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
In fact, he claimed that there's no evidence that the attacks came from Yemen. He said Iran has been behind 100 attacks on Saudi Arabia, even as the Iranians say they want to talk to the U.S. And I should say that there's a lot of concern about how he's describing this. Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut has been outspoken about the conflict in Yemen, and he calls it an irresponsible simplification. He says this is how we get into dumb wars of choice. Those are his words on Twitter today.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman. President Trump says he's considering a mutual defense treaty between the U.S. and Israel. This comes days before Israel holds elections. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Trump tweeted that he spoke with Netanyahu Saturday to discuss the possibility of a mutual defense treaty between the U.S. and Israel. He said that discussions would continue after Israeli elections Tuesday and that he'd meet with Netanyahu at the United Nations later this month. Netanyahu tweeted his thanks and said such a defense treaty would be historic. The gesture by Trump is a boost for Netanyahu just days before he seeks re-election in a tight race. Netanyahu has campaigned on his close ties with Trump, and Trump's tweet about meeting Netanyahu after elections seems to imply he thinks Netanyahu will win. The leaders didn't say what a defense treaty would entail, but the idea has been discussed before, to ensure the U.S. would come to Israel's aid in war. In the past, officials in both countries have been hesitant about such a pact, with Israeli officials worried they'd need a U.S. green light before any military action. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A senior Canadian intelligence official with the country's National Police Force has been arrested. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the 47-year-old is accused of obtaining and processing sensitive information with the intent of passing it along to someone.
Cameron Ortiz was the director general at the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Intelligence Unit in Ottawa. He faces several charges under the Security of Information Act, a law that addresses security concerns, including threats of espionage from foreign powers. Analysts say Ortiz had the highest level of access to code words and top secret material. They also suggest the charges against him are spy related and could potentially impact several government departments and possibly other countries.
Dan Karpinchuk reporting. Union workers at General Motors plants who are scheduled for Sunday shifts are slated to report as scheduled, but the four-year contract between GM and the United Auto Workers has lapsed. A union official has told the rank and file the two sides are far apart on economic issues. This is NPR. Tropical storm Umberto could gain hurricane strength today, according to the National Hurricane Center. Currently, the storm is well offshore of Florida's east coast and traveling away from the Bahamas. The system is expected to veer northeast away from the U.S. later today or tomorrow. Tunisia will vote in a presidential election today that's been brought forward by 6 weeks following the death in July of the country's president. The parliamentary speaker is currently acting as interim president. The BBC's Yusuf Taha has more.
Sunday's election is the second free presidential poll since the 2011 uprising, which sparked the Arab Spring. There are 26 candidates, including two women. If none of them wins a majority in the first round, the two with the most votes will go to a runoff. The winner will face a number of pressing issues ranging from security to corruption. In recent years, the country has suffered a number of attacks by Islamists. There have also been street protests over economic hardship and unemployment.
The BBC's Yusuf Taha. In New Jersey, the Cape May Regional Health System is almost two dozen people are being treated after decks collapsed one on top of another at a three-story home at the Jersey Shore. The extent of injuries is not clear. The collapse in Wildwood, New Jersey, occurred during annual firefighters convention in the beach resort town. The event attracts thousands of current and former firefighters there every year. It's unclear how many people were on the decks when the accident occurred. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.